One that I can think of, and it was long ago. I'm trying to think of what year this was. I got to type his name in to see what. I think this was maybe 2009, something like that. Yeah, 2009. I was still in high school at that point.
Mm.
I was a junior at Sherwood High School. Go
Bowman. Rocking some skinny jeans and some Vans.
I think by that point I was out of my Avenged Sevenfold phase.
Okay.
And was starting to gravitate more towards exactly. Hip hop. Yeah, exactly. I was going back to my roots.
Were you ever a rapper, Joe? I could see you in Sherwood saying, you know what?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I had bars.
Yeah. I'd love to hear those at some point.
I wanted to be a ghostwriter for the longest time because I thought that I had really good lines, really good bars, but I myself did not sound good on the mic.
Well let's hear some. 5, 6, 7,
oh, God.
8.
No. I'm sure I could go back and find some of the lines I had.
I think it's just the rite of passage as a young man. Like, I gotta, you know, even if it's for a week.
My buddy had a whole studio in the garage.
Same here.
Blackwater Music, baby.
100, man. Really? Varsity Records over here, man. Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, we were on point, man. We still, actually, to this day, like, I don't make music anymore, but every now and then I'll find myself rapping in my head and stuff like that. But it's been a long time. I think that's one of those things you got to do. Got to do.
The pick that I thought was going to be surefire, and it is has a local tie to it. 2009, 4th overall pick for your Seattle Seahawks, Aaron Curry. He was a linebacker at Wake Forest.
He's a beast.
Yeah, I believe he went 4th overall, and I was dead set. One of my biggest, like, and this was before I knew even more about football and how to, like, kind of, like, analyze players and if they'd be good. The number one reason I thought he'd be good is, like, that guy loves football.
For sure.
That guy loves football. You can see it in his eyes. He wants to be great. He's going to be great. Aaron Curry's going to be the next best linebacker in the NFL. Yeah.
No.
He was on Seattle for 2.5 seasons before getting traded. And I honestly have not gone back and gotten the oral history of Aaron Curry and why he was so bad. My guess is that he just was not good and was not up to playing up to his potential as the number 4 overall pick. This was before the Legion of Boom Seahawks as well. So as far as like paying attention to them, this was I think post Matt Hasselbeck as well. I don't know if he was still on the team. I did not pay attention to the Seahawks nearly as much as I do now, obviously, with
hate
them,
the Seahawks,
you know.
Then I can stand them now, I can stomach them now, but I hated them when I was a kid.
But yeah, I just remember Aaron Curry ended up not being a good player at all, and that was one that I was dead set on. The second one, Josh Rosen.
Oh man. Oh yeah.
That was
the guy.
He went 9th overall.
Yeah, he went before Lamar.
And that was one where I was like,
way before Lamar.
Way before Lamar. Crazy.
He was, I think, my favorite quarterback in that draft.
He was so good at UCLA. Like, he could hit every blade of grass out there. Like, you couldn't tell me Josh Rosen wasn't going to be the guy.
Yeah, I definitely thought that. Yeah, he was going to be good and
wasn't. It'd be like that sometimes. Like, it's hard to watch college, you know, because there are guys that are dominant in college and then just get to the next level and they are trash for whatever reason. I was a huge Hurricane fan, especially in high school. Like, you know, like right around sophomore year, maybe freshman year, like all of our team would get together and we would watch games on Saturday. And it was typically like Miami or watching Virginia Tech and watching Mike Vick play and stuff like that. But Ken Dorsey was so good at Miami, so freaking good at Miami. And I thought he's the next Peyton Manning. Like, he's the next guy that's going to come to the NFL and completely tear things apart. This man had 8 touchdowns and 18 interceptions in 4 years as an NFL player.
And is now my Cowboys passing game specialist. So let's go. After getting fired from Buffalo last year.
Good pickup there.
Things are looking great.
Another one of those guys, and again, if we're just even talking like more recent, there's no way you couldn't have told me Jadeveon Clowney wasn't going to be the best defensive player in football.
And he has carved out a career.
He's had a career.
He's had
right?
moments, but thought, as far as the hype of him coming into the NFL to what you got, he has not lived up to his potential, the hype that was around him.
I think sometimes when you have like a crazy highlight or a couple of crazy highlights, people kind of remember that more than everything else. We remember that huge hit that he had, and I can't remember who he hit and what team they were playing against, but that one huge drill that he had at that point was the reason that he was drafted, I want to say, was second overall that year. He's been not pedestrian, but he's had one year where he was really good, but for the most part, he's been just a serviceable, at best, NFL player, and I'd have never thought seeing him come out and do that was crazy, man.
I'll go a little biased here, but I really did think Marcus Mariota was going to be like him at the quarterback
position.
Especially
coming from the Northwest, there's no way he wasn't going to tear the world apart.
Well, I know the Pac-10 at the time was producing. I mean, we've produced good quarterbacks in the NFL, at least, like, you know, to a backup level. Like, there have been a lot of competent. Nick Foles was a Pac-10 quarterback, Super Bowl winner. A lot of competent quarterbacks from that conference in the NFL. Mariota looked like the best of all of them. Injuries, unfortunately, just kind of made him play scared. After you get hit so many times in the pocket in the NFL, it's like, okay, I'm losing my mojo.
When you play for the Titans, that's what happens. Yeah, it's almost like quarterback purgatory, right? Like, if you go to the Titans team, just look at any of the past four quarterbacks drafted by the Titans. It's worked out for none of them. Ryan Tannehill, it didn't work out.
Well, he wasn't drafted. They signed him.
No, they signed him. Excuse me. So
yeah, they picked him up later. He was a Miami signer.
Even still, like, that didn't work. You know, Mariota
worked out for a little bit, and then
like 2-3 seasons for Tannehill.
A season and a half.
That was because of Vrabel, right?
That was the end of the, or that was during Vrabel. Yeah, because Vrabel, he got the job when Marcus was basically finishing out at Tennessee, I want to say. Like, it was the last, like, year or two of, because now I'm trying to remember who the Titans coach was when Mariota was there. Was it, I don't think it was Wisenhunt at one point.
Wisenhunt sounds familiar. I'm trying to find out who was the offensive coordinator. Gosh dang, it keeps telling me it's McDaniels back in New England. I know! I want to find out who it was in Tennessee.
But Jake Locker, 8th overall to the Titans at one point. Remember Zach Mettenberger?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
Tim Kelly. Tim Kelly, the offensive coordinator. Don't really know the guy.
So. No. Yeah, Jordan, any other picks that you were dead set on?
I can't think of anybody that I'm dead set on, but I want to go opposite and somebody I thought that was a bust. That would be one Josh Allen out of the University of Wyoming.
Oh, you didn't think
that
was one good. Of those guys.
So I was one of those guys because we saw Oregon play him. I had seen a couple of his games because, you know, just nothing else to do late on a Saturday night. So, yeah, why not watch a Wyoming v. Montana game? And I just thought his footwork wasn't there. I thought, yes, the arm is there, but everybody was falling for that prototypical NFL-sized quarterback argument, and I didn't think he was going to be that good. But, I was wrong.
I got one for you guys. One, Tim Tebow.
Oh, boy.
Ooh.
Tim Tebow was, again, you talking about a god amongst men when he was in college, and then got to the NFL and had some success his rookie year. We forget that Tim Tebow took his team to the playoffs.
I still remember where I was, that Steelers playoff game, and them winning it.
Yeah, we won a playoff game. Like, Tim Tebow, for his rookie year,
he was almost like the Jeremy Lin almost of NFL.
It was
Lin
Sanity for 1 year, and then it was kind of over from there, and he could never really recapture that magic. But Tim Tebow was somebody that I think we thought coming to the NFL he wasn't going to miss. And, you know, and it's usually, for me, it's a lot of quarterbacks that kind of, we don't see them coming if they end up being good, or if we do see them come, it's like, all the pressure on the world. And then Matt Leinart, again, Heisman winner, won almost every single game in college. You couldn't tell me like Matt Leinart in a good situation wasn't going to be a great quarterback, and he just wasn't.
Well,
One
of the quarterbacks that, you know, you talk about, like, the prototypical size, you know, tall, I thought that Paxton Lynch maybe had a little something.
That's a good one.
Oh, Paxton.
Coming out of Memphis, and I was like, dude,
tears
I don't know.
On the side.
He went to the Broncos, right?
Yes, went to the Broncos, yeah. And that did not work out well there either. Just, again, going through some of these drafts of years past. Dude, I'm looking at the 2013 NFL draft. My God, this might be one of the worst, like, top 15 that I have seen in a while. Maybe 16, 17. I'm going to throw out some names for you. Number 2 overall in this, Luke Jokel, tackle for the Jaguars. I mean, he did not play. I mean, he had to have had a 7-8 year career. There's no way that, I mean, I don't think he was in the league that long. Yeah, 2017 was the last time he played. So he was in the league for barely 4 or 5 seasons. Deion Jordan, number three.
Oh, Deion yeah. Jordan. Deion wow. Jordan.
Barkevious Mingo, six overall.
Barkevious Mingo, what a name.
Tavon Austin, as far as yes. being an absolute electric player in college and not really replicating it in NFL. D. Milner, cornerback for the Jets, definitely not in the league anymore. DJ Hayden, number 12 for the Raiders, a cornerback, another bust out of that draft. EJ Manuel, 16th overall for the Bills.
That was a bad one.
Jarvis Jones, 17th overall for the Steelers. That was a dude coming out of Georgia as a linebacker that people were like, oh, that's a great pickup for the Steelers. They just keep adding him over there in Pittsburgh. And he did jack squat after like 1 or 2 years.
Well, you gotta pick somebody, right?
Yeah, I guess so. But yeah, that was one I remember when they got Jarvis Jones, the Steelers, I was just like, damn it, dude. That was someone I wanted the Cowboys to pick up in the draft. And then sure enough.
I remember I thought the Anthony Thomas was going to be just super good as a returner and stuff like that in the NFL. It just never worked out like that for him.
Yeah, so I think it goes to say that sometimes we don't know what the hell we're talking about. And then there's other players where I'm also trying to think, like, what were some picks or players that they did get picked? And I was just, and then they ended up becoming a great player. And I was like, I knew it. I knew they'd be great. I mean, quite frankly, as far as more recently, I always believed in Justin Herbert. I feel like from the beginning of his freshman year at Oregon, some of the things I saw there progressed throughout the rest of his career. And then going into, yeah, I was like, dude, he has the arm. He has everything you need as a quarterback. Leader, smart. Like, I always believed he was going to be a great quarterback. Did I think he was going to be this great this soon? Like, it was literally game one. He had to get thrown in because Tyrod Taylor got the injection in his ribs and, like, last minute before week one. And then Herbert was starting, and he literally has not looked back since.
I for me, it was Lamar Jackson. I remember being so pissed watching the draft. Like, how the hell does everybody keep passing on him? What's going on? And then I remember looking at him just kind of laying on with his head on the table, like, this is not going to happen for me, is it? Like, and I felt so bad for him. And then I remember telling my man, like, he's going to make everybody pay for that. He's going to make everybody pay for that. Now here we are, two MVPs later. The only thing missing from his mantle is a Super Bowl trophy. And so he was the one guy that I can remember. There's probably some more that I can remember, but just thinking back more recently, Lamar Jackson's the guy that I was like, I don't see how everybody passed on him.
I know one that I got, and it's and I actually got the tweet to back it up. Dak Prescott. I wanted the Cowboys to draft Dak Prescott back in 2016. I think I have a tweet somewhere that I was like, this is what I want our first four picks to be. Or whatever, like rounds 1, 2, 3, and 4. And then I said, round 4, I want the Cowboys to get Dak Prescott. Round 4, they got Dak Prescott. And I think in that draft, I said that I wanted them, instead of Ezekiel Elliott, I did not want them to get Zeke. I wanted them to get Jalen Ramsey. So that also is one that would have worked out if the Cow, you know, like Jalen Ramsey, all pro.
For a couple years.
He's still good. What are we talking about? Good,
but he's not the Jalen Ramsey he was.
No, but he's still a great player.
He's still good, though.
So, yeah, those are a couple just off the top of my head that I know that I was on as far as I wanted these guys or I think they're going to be good. Herbert, Dak, and then I guess Jalen Ramsey there.
I'll throw one on the last part of that conversation. Former Beaver running back Steven Jackson.
Oh, my gosh.
Drafted by my Rams back in, like, 2003 or 4. And he was, like, a mid-20s or late-20s pick. Not necessarily guaranteed to succeed in the NFL, but I remember both my dad and I. My dad, a huge Beavers fan, he's like, gotta get Steven Jackson. He's gonna work. And we had just come off of watching Marshall Faulk lead the greatest show on turf, you know, to 2 Super Bowls, 1 win. So it was like an obvious fit for us, and we just knew. I don't know how we knew it, but we knew he was gonna do so well in the NFL, and he had a successful, what, decade-long career.
I'll stick right there with you in Oregon State, watching Chad Johnson and TJ Houshmandzadeh play there, and you're like, these are NFL receivers for sure. Like, the things that they're going to do in the next level. And then both of them get to the next level and completely dominate as receivers. I was like, that was one of those things. Oregon State, for a minute, Oregon State was it. Like, it wasn't U of O, at least not to me. It was Oregon State that was pumping out these great, great NFL players.
All right, I found the tweet. Date marked April 28th, 2016. If there's one quarterback in the draft I'd be comfortable with the Cowboys taking, it's Dak Prescott, no higher than the fourth round.
Wow.
You need look to print you. That out and frame it, Joe.
That is...
Joe Kuiper over here.
Hey. Look at you.
That is me calling my shot and it coming to fruition. That is probably the best draft prediction I've ever had.
Well, I'm going to make a draft prediction right now. The Blazers are going to get the first overall pick.